Hello again there, folks. So this morning a letter dropped through my letterbox from the NHS to say that I've been called up. It's my time to get the vaccine. Because in England they're doing it by age, and it's took a while, but yeah, no, I'm not that young, but I'm there now. It's I'm in the age bracket, so the letter dropped through the door this morning. Well, this is the thing, it more or less telling me to make an appointment and go along and get the vaccine. The wording on the letter was interesting. So I thought I would just have a talk about this, and because I think a lot of people are going to be going through the same thing. And what the situation that it puts you in and the kind of things that are going through your mind. And you see it straight away, like the wording on the letter is, it's as close to a demand as they can make it without it actually being a demand. I mean, it's extremely passive-aggressive. And there's one line which is so weird and sticks out, which is, there are very few people who cannot have the vaccine. But it's phrased in such a way that it's as if they don't think about not getting this. So it's very coercive. Now, of course, this is the part where of a much larger discussion which has been going on, a lot of debates, and a lot of controversy as well, because, like, I've seen the arguments from people like Mike Eden and Dolores Cahill, which are, like, quite horrifying. But the problem is, I'm not a medical expert, so I don't have the expertise to say whether or not they are right or wrong. The system, you know, the media will tell you to trust the experts, but the problem is they are the experts. Like Dolores Cahill, just to pick these as an example, there's more, used to work for the European Union or something, doing that. She's a specialist. She knows all about vaccines and all about medical science. Mike Eden used to be one of the bosses at Pfizer International. So when if they're going to play this game, which they do, about it being an appeal to the experts, like, they are the experts. So, and I don't have the knowledge to say that what they're saying is not true. They are also deplatformed and unpersoned, so we don't get a kind of debate on mainstream media, a big COVID debate between, say, 9 and 10 on BBC One or something like that. It never happens. And so you're left, and this is this was a discussion last year, you're left in this sort of post-truth era. And I'll also say that it doesn't exactly help that, like, every libtard bourgeois fuckwit are the ones who are shaming people to get this as well. And you've got people like Tony Blair, and every globalist scumbag is coming out of the woodwork to say you've got to get this thing taken as well. But what I'm getting at here is that what happens is that these things are sort of in the abstract and part of the general discourse, but when you actually get the letter dropping through your door, all of a sudden it's there. All of a sudden, and it's got your name on it as well. So it stops being this kind of abstract sort of argument that you have on the internet or something that you discuss with your friends and your family, if you're allowed to see them. If they haven't been terrified, and all of a sudden it's there on like the door, it's there in your house, and it's like your time has come. The technocracy is now calling on you to go along and get the vaccine. And so what I think's interesting, and what was going through my mind on this, was that you come to a fork in the road on this issue. Like, it's time to put up or shut up. And I'm sure that a lot of people have gone through exactly this process. And I've made this sort of little graph here where we can have a look at the fork in the road and what it means. Because whether you go down the road of getting the vaccine or you either get the vaccine or you don't. There's no middle way. But for me, it has consequences beyond just getting the vaccine. So just for YouTube's algorithm again, like I'm not saying that it's gonna do all of these horrors, but what I am saying is that I don't have the expertise to debunk the people who are saying it is. So then it's kind of like you can take your gamble. But let's have a look at this. So whether you do get it or whether you don't, each has consequences. You're going to have to go down a certain course of action, and there's not really there's no halfway measures here. So what was going through my mind is that if I get the vaccine, I've wrote down a few things where there's the obvious one, which is like, what's in it? Well, I don't know. I'm not a virologist. I'm not a medical scientist. I don't understand these things, but I've heard some damn good arguments from the people who are trying to sort of fire up the flares and say this is a disaster. Don't do it. And I've also seen that, it's relatively benign. There's a few knock-on effects. You've got to be honest about it. But again, like the problem is, I don't trust this system. Another problem is that I have is that I just don't want the system telling me, like forcing me and cajoling me into having this vaccine. So that obedience comes into it. I'm going to be then obedient to this system and all of these technocrats, and just do as they say. And this leads on, in my opinion, to a certain. I know that it will happen. I know that if I get the vaccine, leaving aside the side effects or anything like that, I know that if I get the vaccine, I'm going to feel like a cuck. I'm going to feel like I bow down because, when you go down this road, if you take the road to the left, things are going to be easy for you. Things, you're doing what the system wants, and the system will reward you for that going forward. That's an absolute certainty. But the problem that I have is that I know that I'm going to have caved in. I know that I'm going to have sort of just done what I was told to do, like some good little slave. And that means that you're going to be conscious of it, and you're going to, it's going to kind of piss you off. You're going to feel like weak, and that you didn't hold the line. In my case, that is how I'll be thinking about it. So on the one hand, I'm going to be thinking, if I got the vaccine after I had it, I'm going to be thinking, what the hell is in this stuff, and what's it going to lead to down the line? But at the same time, I'm also going to be thinking, I completely buckled here, I completely caved in. When the crossroads and the road arrived, decision time, I went along with what the system wanted. I did what I was told. At the same time, I'm more worried about the vaccine than what I am about COVID itself. So then you go over to the other side of the other sort of path that you can take, the other road to go down. Which is again, like it's free will. So I have to ask, but like, I have to make a point of saying, well, it's my body and I'm in charge of it, not the globalist elite, not the technocrats, not the scientists, not Tony fucking Blair, not all those libtard bourgeois fuckwits on Twitter. Are we allowed to sort of take control of our own body, or does it belong to us? So I've also got there. I don't belong to the elites. So do you then say the road ahead may be more difficult? Because I know for a fact that they're going to send another letter. If you don't do it, if you go down, you take the right road, there'll be another letter in a couple of weeks. And the language, which will be interesting to see, the language will be even more sort of imposing, if not downright threatening. I've got a feeling that they're going to go what the BBC does when you ignore the license fee letters. They go up and up and up. They get more and more sort of aggro, and then you find that they reach a point where it's this big red one. Ignore that one as well, and the cycle starts over. in the case of COVID, I don't think that'll happen. I think they'll just get more and more threatening up until whatever measures they're going to bring in to make sure that you get it. Because you can tell on the way the letter is worded, they're not going to back off. So when you turn to the right one, in a way, it's an unknown as well. But this time, not from the vaccine itself and sort of living with yourself, but then just what is the system going to do to you? If you refuse the vaccine, like what lies ahead? Are you going to get your bank cut off? Are they actually going to bring in these facial recognition things? How much pressure will they apply on you to get it? So in that case, you're actually going also off into the unknown. But the thing is, you're going to be true to yourself. You're going to be thinking, well, I don't know what's ahead, but I'm going on my own reason, my own gut feeling, and just having ownership over myself. I'll see what lies ahead. I will go down that road and take what comes. And so that's why I've also put that it's defiance, that there's something in that, because I feel as if I've cooked to this system more than enough over the years, more than enough. And, you know, you think the cook stops here. It has to be enough. Because if where then do we draw the line? If I get the vaccine, and again, I'm sure a lot of people are in the same boat, having the same thoughts, which is why I want to do this video. If I get the vaccine, then when do we draw the line after that? When is it? When is the time to say enough is enough? I've decided that the cook stops here, and because I can't see a viable, better time to do it than being confronted with this fork in the road. It's decision time. Do you bend? Do you become the property of the globalist elite? Or do you take the path into the unknown, don't know what they're going to do, don't know how much pressure they're going to apply, but you can at least, you can in a kind of old-fashioned way, you can at least kind of think of yourself as a man having free will in the world and not being some slave of these technocrats. And so, all in all, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to make a big song and dance about it. But you know, I'll keep the letter, but I've decided that it's enough is enough, and we will see what comes. And I'm setting off, the decision is here, and I'm going to take the one on the right. And I'll be interested to see what others think in the comments. So thanks for listening, folks, and I'll catch you later.